With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It is getting to be a lot of cold weather out there right now, and it's affecting people trying to travel and keep safe during their Thanksgiving holidays. We get some of the details in the latest forecast from Greg Cluxton.
Thanksgiving holiday weekend travelers from Montana to New York are facing snow, rain, and cold weather. More snow is falling over the Great Lakes region, with totals of at least a foot in parts of Michigan and in areas off of Lakes Erie and Ontario. The National Weather Service says the forecast conditions do not meet blizzard warning criteria. Meanwhile, the South could see heavy storms with some flash flooding this weekend in the western Gulf Coast. Greg Clugston reporting.
There's a major corruption scandal in Ukraine, even as the country is trying to decide whether or not to accept a U.S. brokered peace deal to end its war with Russia. President Zelensky's chief of staff has resigned amid a widening corruption investigation.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday a reset of his presidential office and the resignation of Andriy Yermak, his powerful chief of staff and longtime confidant. Yermak was Ukraine's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. This comes after investigators from two national anti-corruption agencies searched Yermak's residence inside the presidential compound. There were media reports that his office was also searched. A spokesman for Yermak says they weren't told what it was related to, but the agencies have been investigating a major energy sector corruption scandal that has involved top Ukrainian officials. Zelensky says that as they prepare to talk peace, they need internal strength and no distractions. Yermak's name was not on the list of officials Zelensky says will make up the Ukrainian delegation for the next round of negotiations with the United States. I'm Jennifer King.
In a short session of trading on Wall Street, the Dow was up 289 points. This is SRN News. A new study asks a question of people, what do they believe about the afterlife? And we get a look at the results from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of self-described Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. 12% believe they will experience, quote, eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. One-third of people who say they're born-again Christians also think that people can achieve heaven by doing good works. Michael Harrington reporting.
West Virginia officials have suspended a school vaccination mandate after a judge ruled the parents can cite religious beliefs to opt out of vaccines that are required for their children to attend classes. In issuing a permanent injunction, the Raleigh County Circuit Judge in the case stated that children and families who object to the state's compulsory vaccination law on religious grounds will be allowed the exemption. This is SRN News. National Parks entrance fees are going up an extra $100 for foreign visitors at many sites.
Set to take effect January 1st, foreign tourists will also see the price of an annual parks pass jump to $250. U.S. residents will continue to be charged $80. And foreign visitors will still have to pay on the park system's fee-free days. Those will be reserved for American residents. The national parks have been dealing with a major staff reduction and severe budget cuts. They're also recovering from the government shutdown and a significant loss of revenue that resulted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Soccer Federation proposed 14 American sites among 20 possible venues to host games of the 2031 Women's World Cup. That includes seven U.S. stadiums to be used for next year's men's tournament. FIFA has released the bid book for the 2031 and 35 women's tournaments as well. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.